Welcome to the Vital Goddess Podcast, the place to be to embody the goddess you were born to be. I'm Diane Shepherd, certified Tantra coach with a specialty in the Taoist Jade Egg practice. I offer a mind, body, spirit, and trauma-informed perspective on Taoist and Tantric practices to help you heal your relationship to your sensuality, reclaim your pleasure, and tap into the life force power of your sexual energy, which is definitely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything, your mental and physical health, your creativity, your joy, your vitality, and it's also a direct line to your unique expression of the sacred feminine. And what the world needs now more than ever are more women like you embodying the goddess they were born to be. You see, we're at a crucial point in human history right now. A new way of being human is emerging on the planet. And at the heart of that shift is the rise of the sacred feminine. How is the feminine rising in you? Let's find out. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Hello there, beautiful. Welcome back to the Vital Goddess Podcast. If you've been with me before and you're back again, tuning in for another episode, I am so happy you're here. It's always so much more fun when you are here along for the ride. I literally visualize you guys listening as if we're live together because it really does keep me inspired. So thanks so much for being here once again. And if you are brand new to the show and never heard me before, never seen me before, if you're on YouTube, I am over the moon that you're here. And I certainly hope you find something here for you that's useful and supportive. And my work is all about supporting women who want to reclaim their feminine, really do the healing work to fully embody their sensuality, their pleasure, and tap into the incredible creative life force power of their sexual energy, which is absolutely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything good in life. I think everything that we're all yearning for in so many ways. So in today's episode, I want to go into ways to reclaim the mystical feminine, because I think this is a key component. And when we really cut ourselves off from that magical, mystical, intuitive, inner muse part of our feminine, right? This is really who she is, first of all. And it's really a common blockage for a lot of women because we've been really steeped in a lot of beliefs that this part of us, right, the mystical part is wrong. And there's so many layers of wrong, right? We've been told it's wrong, even in the most mildest of ways. It has a big impact on our embodiment of the feminine and a huge impact on us being the creatrix of our life, really being in that juicy realm of using the power of our emotional guidance, using the power of our desire, using the power of our imagination to really, really dream up and live into the life that we came here to live. So if you've been in my world for a bit, you know that I'm into really playing with manifestation, the law of attraction, and really weaving in feminine embodiment practices with that. So we'll definitely be touching on that here in this episode as well. So where to begin, right? There could be a lot here. So I just want to start by prefacing, saying that this could bring up some emotion. This could bring up some memories of when you were maybe overtly given the message that your magic, you know, your mysticism, your daydreaminess, your intuition, and really following that internal guidance, which includes your emotions, was deemed wrong by your caregivers. Could be, you know, parents, teachers, grandparents, whoever. And you probably have a whole stack of experiences where you've interfaced with that, because we're interfacing with a culture that doesn't honor, you know, that we live in a very unbalanced world, over-polarized into more of the left brain. We can call it the masculine, you can call it yang or yang, but not valuing the feminine or yin is what we're talking about here. So this mystical, magical inner muse feminine that lives in all of us has really been through it in culture. And it really can be a journey reclaiming it, right? So we want to really be kind to ourselves and go in little by little and start to create safety in our nervous systems to reconnect with these parts of ourselves. Because again, there could be some really, you know, deep stuff there and it might not feel safe. And I think honestly, that's where you see a lot of the real harsh judgment coming in around anything kind of mystical, right? And there's a word that a lot of people use, and I'm not a fan. It's I guess I've used it before, but I'm really steering away from it now. Is the word woo or woo-hoo or woo-woo? I think it is, right? And what I'm coming to realize in my own feminine reclamation at this point is that it's not woo. It's the feminine, at least in my experience. It's like that's the feminine part of me that's being labeled woo. Which is another way of just like taking that sledgehammer and like doing the whack-a-mole, smacking it back down again, which I think is just perpetuating this misery, really, of being cut off from all the magic and beauty of life, and also really cutting us off from the magic and beauty that we have and the power that we have to truly live from our desires and create a world. And again, I've been talking about this a lot lately, but we can't, I think it's a paraphrase from an Einstein quote, that we cannot, you know, create a new world from the same thinking that created it. We can't solve our problems, sorry, from the same thinking that created them. That's what it is. So really, when we cut off this inner muse, this inner mystical, magical part of ourselves, we are literally cutting off our ability to vision, to dream a new way of being in. And these dreams, these desires, these yearnings are so unique to you. That's the beauty of it, right? I always say that, you know, your feminine essence is as unique as your fingerprint. So that's what I'm talking about right here. This unique magic, the magic of you, your elixir, is such a gift to this world. And, you know, doing the work to reclaim it is worth your time and energy, I think, because, you know, the world needs your magic, your beauty more than ever right now. And you came here not to fix a broken world. You came here to create, right? To play, to create, to enjoy yourself. I'm guessing if you're following my podcast, you're kind of in alignment with that on some level, right? We're kind of done with trying to fight against old systems. We're talking very New Earth mentality here, right? It's really about, can we reclaim our creative power? And to do that, it's really about reclaiming our mysticism. So yeah, and there's nothing wrong with science. Maybe you're a science kind of gal and you love the intellectual stimulation of the scientific realm and things like that. I think that's fabulous. Or maybe history is your thing and you want to read about the facts of what really happened and you want to look at reality straight in the face. There's a time and space for that. However, if we just live in that space, we're going to be living a bit of a half-life. We're not going to be a fully developed human in my experience. And we're going to be always yearning for that fulfillment that only comes from living from the inside out, only comes from you in your magical realm, creating what you want to create in the world. And if we, maybe you've experienced this yourself, I've been in conversations with women who have had incredible accomplishments in the world, but doing it from that more masculine, headspace, right? And just penetrating the world and, you know, jumping through the hoops and proving themselves and, you know, kicking down the doors and breaking glass ceilings. Again, nothing wrong with that. We need that to some degree. But I've been in conversations with women who have had accomplishments like, you know, big deal, you know, New York Times bestseller and things like that, and just feeling that emptiness inside. So, it's so strange, right? Because we live in a society that's always telling us that we need to keep striving and proving ourselves. And maybe if you just got that next degree or that next promotion or, I don't know, whatever, fill in the blank, that we're going to feel worthy. We're going to feel worthy of taking up space. Yeah. So there, again, this is deep stuff, right? When we got the message that our magic, our mysticism, our intuition, our imagination were wrong. We cut ourselves off from that ability to trust ourselves in the most intrinsic way. And to reclaim that's no small thing, right? So I'll just go through a few ways that have really helped me and ways that we work with it in, you know, my containers and things like that. And I also want to share with you a new free masterclass that I've created that I think you're going to love. And if you're vibing with this whole mystical conversation, it could be something you want to check out to really take this next level. So I guess for the broad stroke, I think the way in is pleasure. You've heard me say that before, but pleasure is a portal back into that magical, mystical, you know, way of being. And what, by pleasure, it doesn't have to be sexual pleasure. This could be just pleasure being out in nature, right? Kicking off your shoes and feeling the grass, really receiving. So pleasure and receiving, if there are two words that I keep repeating in my work, is probably those two words, because these are the portals into your mystical feminine, right? And just, you know, being outside, feeling the sun on your skin, can be a deeply mystical experience if you allow it to be, right? If you allow yourself, let's say, to be penetrated by the sun, think of the sun as a very masculine energy, which, you know, in some cultures, it always has been a very solar, you know, masculine energy. Just sitting in the sun and really receiving it, just let yourself go there. Oh my gosh, it can really take you on a magic, mystical, a magic carpet ride if you let it. And if you can maintain that feeling for, say, they say in the law of attraction teachings, Abraham Hicks, 17 seconds, then you start to trend in that direction. You start to build power in that frequency. You start to attract other thoughts or other insights, other downloads that will start to build and take you on a journey, right? So just do that as a practice, right? Whatever it is for you that feels, you know, that you can receive in that way, pleasure. Now that could be, again, sitting outside in the sunshine. It could be one of my clients loves to just have her cashmere scarf on. I love cashmere too, and silk is great. But if you're more of that kind of textile girl, you might want to just get a fabric that you love and have it handy. And just having it on your skin, right? Receiving the sensation of that and let it take you on a journey. I guarantee you, if you start doing this as a practice, a mindfulness practice, you will start to tap into that mystical part of you and you will start to receive downloads and you'll be like, wow, where did that cool creative thought come from, right? So instead of brainstorming a problem, whatever it is, I invite you to maybe start there and say, oh yeah, this is something I want to unpack. I want to go into, I want to really get more guidance on or something, you know, and I need answers here. Instead of just staying in the brainstorm realm, head into what I call, like to call body storm. Let yourself body storm. So for that, bringing in, you know, your sensual pleasure, allow yourself, you know, to really get into that receptive mode. And the more you practice this, it is yoga practice, the more easily it's going to be for you to hop into that frequency. And that is the frequency of creation, my friend. And that's where you want to get good at diving into it. Now, I have a meditation that we do in my work called the, I've had different names for it over the years, but Inner Goddess Meditation. But basically, it's an invitation for you to recall an experience where you had pleasure, you were in your zone, you felt so good. And from there, we, you know, we just kind of milk it, right? Just bring that in, bring that frequency more alive in your body. And it starts to really gather momentum and build strength and feel safer to go there, right? So if you're interested in that, if you join the waitlist for my group program, the Vital Goddess Mastermind, I offer a free masterclass there where that meditation is the first thing we work on, right? So you can get that downloaded and start to work with this absolutely free if you're on the waitlist. And just that meditation alone, if you focused on that for 30 days. It doesn't mean you have to plug me in every single time. Once you get the meditation, you can totally do it, like to say off recording, right? You'll just know how to do it. You'll be able to drop in, boom, you're there. So really the foundation of my work is to help you reconnect to that part of you, that mystical feminine part of you, and get really, really good at going there as often as you can. One of my beloved clients said this the other day. I thought it was so brilliant. She's, you know, a busy business owner and also a mom of a toddler, and she's in my group program. And she just says, Diane, it's all about folding it in. So I told her I'm going to steal that. I love that verbiage, or that framework, folding it in. So that's what we want to get good at, right? First of all, connecting with this part of ourselves, our magic, and folding it into our busy day. And that meditation can be a wonderful step into that for you. If you wanted to take it next level, you could just do it on your own, again, with a pleasurable experience in the sunshine and nature, or even with your latte in the morning, whatever you like to drink in the morning. I've had women report that they're having incredible experiences just by sipping their morning beverage and receiving it, right? So pleasure and receiving portals in, right? And of course, beauty is a part of that, because that is a way of receiving pleasure, just honoring the beauty of that. So another way that you can start to really tap into your more mystical feminine is through the breath. And I teach a form of sensual breath work. You've probably heard me say this before, but that also, you'll get an intro to that in that Unleash Your Inner Goddess masterclass on the waitlist if you join, where I start to talk about how powerful the breath can be, and also how it can take you on a mystical journey, right? And how you can just weave this in to your daily life pretty seamlessly. And then I have a more organized membership around that, where we meet twice a month for live guided breathwork journeys, where you can get a direct experience of this, be guided, which I think is such a key thing for the feminine, right? This is really bringing back the old mystery schools. I do run a feminine mystery school, basically, of bringing back the old goddess temples, and women could come and just be guided, you know, just be guided in these experiences and just, you know, get reconnected to their own core, right? Never about telling you who you need to be or how to be feminine. That just is not what it's about. It's about you finding it through pleasure, finding it through receiving, and eventually surrendering and opening to that. Breathwork, sensual breathwork, at least the way I teach it, is a fantastic way to do that. So again, link for the show notes if you want to just an intro on that. That waitlist is a really great place to be hanging out. So another fabulous way to really tap in, right, to your mystical feminine is through sensual movement. So you can do this just on your own through just moving your body, putting on some music that moves you, and letting your body just move in a non-linear way, and really following your impulses. And for this, you might want to just kind of put on some music and wait for the impulse to move. We did this when I started studying sensual movement, when I was taking pole dancing classes, not on the pole, but when we did the mat work. It was really cool. The teacher would just have us lay there, eyes closed, until we felt that impulse to move. So that alone can be amazing, right? Just put on one of your favorite pieces of music, just a few minutes, and this could be a wonderful daily feminine practice. And of course, you can do that in the morning to set the tone of your day. But what I find, this practice is really helpful for me and many of my clients at the end of a busy day, right? We all need a transition practice to move out of our work mode, right? If we're doing any kind of work, whether you run your own business or you work for someone else, it's so, so helpful to have a practice, a go-to, or maybe several, have a menu of practices that you can go to and that you really do, right? Just keep it super simple, that will help you transition into more of your feminine so you can really enjoy your evening, whether it's a solo evening with yourself watching some Netflix, or a beautiful gourmet dinner, or hanging out with your partner or partners, or however you want to spend your time with your kids. It's so, so helpful to come into your mystical feminine through movement. It's going to help you move the stress of the day out of your body. And what's happening there, and this is the same in the breath work, we're activating your fascia. And you've heard me say this before if you listened to me before, but that incredible network of connective tissue that runs through every muscle, joint, and organ gets activated through nonlinear sensual movement, that feeling of stretching into your skin. That's what you want to get, really reaching, right? And feeling and slowing it down. And once you do that, you activate your fascia, and that's going to naturally just bring down your nervous, bring you into that state of the nervous system, the parasympathetic state that I call the pleasure zone, where you can actually receive more pleasure. You can be more present. You come out of that fight, flight, freeze, fawn, and into that place of curiosity and receptivity, where you can actually digest your food better. So really great to do before you eat dinner, right? So coming into that space, so many benefits to that, just coming into that parasympathetic. And you want to make that more of your dominant space, right? So once you start to take this on as a daily, you know, practice, a daily medicine, you'll be able to access, you know what that feels like. You know who, you know you in your calm zone, right? You know how to locate her. And that is your place of power. Absolutely. So when we can let ourselves come there through movement, it's a beautiful thing. So it'll downregulate your nervous system. It also turns on your chi or your prana, your energy, your life force, which for many reasons may have gotten shut down throughout the day because of our rigidity, right? Hold, sit in front of a screen, or, you know, the way we move through our day usually isn't very flowy. So you want to flow in movement. Again, just 3 to 5 minutes can do it, and you'll start to feel it right away. This kind of zing of energy, similar. The best way for me to describe it is if you've had acupuncture before and you just felt really good after the session, that kind of buzz, same thing. So you're activating your energy meridian. So it's really kind of like giving yourself acupuncture through movement, right? So give that a try. And the third thing that this fascia, this flow movement can really help you with is to really purge any excess hormones, any toxins that you've picked up, even emotional baggage you don't want to take with you into your evening. So it's going to really help you sleep better too. You won't be like ruminating on things. It'll help you flush it out, right? So your lymphatic system lives there in the fascia. So moving in that way, guess what? It helps you take out the trash in a sense of stuff that you don't need. Just get rid of it. Gone. And then you can come back into who you really are and settle in for more of a pleasurable evening, right? If you choose to do it at that time of day, which I love to do. And yeah, so there's another thing. And again, in the free masterclass, Unleash Your Inner Goddess, you'll see there's a whole module or part in there that is about sensual movement. It's a nice introduction into it to get you started. So you'll learn about that in there as well. And of course, that's something that we explore in all of my containers. So if you're interested in going deeper, I've got you. So there's that piece, right? And there's also, of course, when you want to go deeper in, there's the deeper sensual practices, which will absolutely bring you more into your mystical feminine. And this is where it starts to get really interesting. Yeah, so many of you know that I'm a huge fan of the Taoist jade egg practice, and I've done a number of certifications in this practice and have been practicing myself for over 15 years, and it has changed my life. So there are many layers to this practice, and regardless of what you've seen on the internet, it is absolutely 100% not a Kegel. So it's not a Kegel. I like to say this is not your mama's Kegel. This is one of the realms, our sensuality and our sexuality, absolutely, that I think that we need to kind of take a break from science, take a break from the, you know, evidence-based and the double-blind this and the whatever that, prove it to me that. When we get in that prove it to me space in our mindset, we actually cut off our pleasure. Our feminine hates that, right? You could be super intelligent and love all that stuff. That's a part of you. I don't want you to lose that part of you, right? You might even get paid to really be good at that stuff. However, if you want to really come into your feminine, you've got to hold space for the mystical, right? The not knowing. I think we need to move much more into the intuitive space and let the magic, this is a big part of receiving and opening and letting go, let the magic unfold, right? Instead of dissecting it. So important to get. And most of us were raised in a culture that is very scientific, and you need to pick things apart, pull things apart to see how they work. And only then we like kind of give them some kind of validation, right? So as much as you can, give that part of you a rest when you come into this feminine realm. And again, you could see right away, like maybe some of your own mindset blocks, limiting beliefs are coming up around it, right? So that's something just to note. Like, yeah, what does come up for me when I invite you into that, right? There could be like major limiting beliefs, like, I don't know, I'm more of a science girl, blah, blah, blah. However, we're never going to get to that fuller embodiment of having this creative life force, you can call it orgasm, moving through us if we're always picking things apart. It just doesn't work that way. And I think there's like, that's kind of a microcosm of the macrocosm of our whole lives, honestly, right? So anyway, the jade egg practice is a fantastic way to reignite, reawaken. So basically all those things I said about the fascia, we take this internally into the yoni with this practice. So you are literally waking up the fascia of your yoni, which again will help you, first of all, release stress and tension and trauma, come into the parasympathetic pleasure zone where you probably want to be. So it'll really help you access much deeper states of pleasure just by, you know, activating your flow state in that way. It'll also turn on your feminine essence, your chi, your prana of your pelvis. You could call it your pelvic prana. You can call it your yoni prana, your feminine consciousness. There's definitely a mystical part of working with the fascia. And we do that internally with the jade egg and also a yoni wand, a crystal wand. And then, of course, there's that additional activating of the lymphatic system, which will help you purge what's not serving you. And so you can really embody what is serving you, and you can get much more clarity around your desires and what it is you are creating, that you want to playfully create an experience in your life. It's going to really bring you into a different mindset, one where you are open to receiving all kinds of downloads. And a lot of women in my space do run their own businesses, and some of them keep a journal handy because the downloads that come in can be fast and furious when they drop in. Like, oh my gosh, yeah, boom, boom, boom. So just having a journal handy when you do these kinds of practices is really helpful. Not that you want to get into your head, but you don't want to let it run like sand through your fingers if you're getting some real gems coming in. And so anyway, I created a new free masterclass called Making Love to Crystals. So there I go into, it's a video, and I go into just my philosophy around all of this and how I feel it's a very mystical, magical journey working with crystals. And I really break it down on exactly why that is. So I'll make sure I'll link that in the show notes as well, so you can explore that at your leisure. So that is all for this episode, and I hope you found it useful, and I will catch you next time. Take care. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're resonating with what I'm sharing here on the show, please share the love and pass it along. We need more women like you who are tuned in and turned on to their feminine truth. That's what it's all about. So I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with other women who you think would be like-minded and really interested in these topics. And if you want to take it deeper yourself, head on over to my website, shaktikor.com. There'll be a link in the show notes, and you can explore what I've got there for you. You'll find a whole menu of options of how you can take this work deeper and really, you know, expand more on your own journey with this. All right, my love. Again, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care.